You are listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning. Live from New York, you are listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and I am so excited to share with you. We have had an amazing week here in New York City and going to the soiree and the Grammys, of course. And so I've been leading up to the Grammys all this time for the last month with great artists and people whom I hope that you found great inspiration from. The guests that I choose to have on this show are people I hope you find uplifting, inspiring, or somebody that's contributing something to the world that helps you contemplate or think of a way that maybe you too can contribute light in our world. More than ever, we're in this duality, experiencing the pressures of it, both good and bad, light and dark, and kind of everything in between right now. Having fun and doing things like I've done here in New York City with artists and people in the last week have been something that's helped forget the burden of the world and remember that we are creative in our birthright. We are people that can bring the light of our soul forward in whatever our gifts are, if in fact we'll take that gift and use it properly. And most of the time, when you hear people say that they're blocked or they're not doing what they need to be doing, they're just not in tune enough with who they really are. And so hopefully these artists are sharing with you their stories of how they came to be the artists that they are, and even those that are striving to become an artist and find their soul light through their music, through their instrumentation, through their artistry of any kind. And I hope that's inspiring to you. I know that I've been inspired by what I just saw, and oh my God, it was so much fun coming here and getting out of California where the fires have been so heavy and, you know, the mudslide in Montecito, which basically shut down that city, has been tragic. The winds in California are again back, and there's been fires yet again, and albeit they put them out, but it's scary. The world's changing, and with this change, and I say change as in climate change, it is definitely affecting us. So for anybody to say that there isn't climate change in the world, I think you're living under a rock, because I'm living it firsthand out there. And it's a pleasure to come back here and be in a little bit of weather. Had some snow this morning, had some rain the other day, had some, you know, proper winter weather, as I call it. And got to experience the Grammys and the soiree, and it's full-on winter effect. So the earth and the atmosphere is definitely feeling kind of the pressure. And I want to share a quote with you I thought was really cool. There's a master out of India named Saint Kirpal Singh, and he said that the earth can handle any burden except for an ungrateful man. And I just thought that was an awesome quote to start with. So I thought I'd share that with you. The earth can handle any burden except for an ungrateful man or an ungrateful human being. And wow, I really thought about that. I contemplated it for quite a while and realized, you know, there's a lot of love. And thank God for the young people, because, you know, where we might say there's a lot of people out there struggling right now and up against some very tough issues, including political issues and other issues, there's a lot of working out being done. And within that working out, there's a lot of light beneath all the surface of dark. It's kind of like the daisy. And we talked about this a while back, but you know, the daisies grow through cement, and daisies come up through cement and they come out shining toward the light. And so I sort of hold that truth close to me after hearing that quote by Kirpal, and keeping that in my constant back of my mind, the ongoing subconscious that's kind of replaying in me. I have that quote going, and I have that thought of the daisy. And then I started to recognize daisies everywhere. And I went to the Roosevelt Hotel. I saw that the whole motif is actually daisies and sunflowers. And I started to recognize this all over the old buildings, as in New York old buildings. And I think that they had something going on back in the 1920s and 30s when they were building. Somebody knew something that we aren't keeping in the focus today. And the concept that the daisy grows through cement to the light is something I hope we can keep in the forefront today in all the struggles that we have, because we're having quite a bit of struggle in the world. There's a lot of people suffering. The earth is under pressure. The animals are under pressure. Humans are really experiencing different opportunities, I guess, to take hold of light and turn it around. And maybe with some creativity added to that, you can make the best out of a bad situation. After the fires in California and in Santa Barbara, and after the mudslide even, the mud took basically the hillside there and took it all the way to the ocean. And what had been a clear beach the day before was absolutely covered and completely covered in debris. And people began taking that debris and turning it into kind of forts, and children began building things with it and taking what was tragic and turning it into a positive, turning it into something of beauty. Knowing that there's suffering, knowing that there's a lot of tragedy around that, yet utilizing the light for something that was beautiful. So then if you travel down that particular beach, you might see these sort of creative ways of taking the debris and sort of paying homage to what happened there. It's a really big, sad event. A lot of people lost their lives, and so many more have been displaced. It's easy to kind of forget because you're not in it. And if you live in a different place in the world or a different place in the U.S., it's not in your backyard. Even a few miles away, you know, 20, 30 miles away where I live, you would never know. If you didn't have this happen to you, you'd never know that happened just up north. The world goes on. But I'd like to keep in mind that the world may go on, but not to forget that people are really struggling. And I surely hope that these shows bring light to people. So if you like a particular show, I'm going to invite you to share it with somebody that might also benefit from it. And that's the purpose behind this. That's why I do this. That's why I chose to do this. And, you know, I spent a year thinking about what could I contribute to the world that would be helpful. And this was several years ago. That's when I came up with the name Making Life Brighter, because I knew we were going to go into a heavier time, though I didn't know exactly what that would look like. And I felt very much intuitively that this time would be a test for us, if you will. So it was my intention to move forward with anything that could help us make our lives brighter and remind us that truthfully, underneath it all, we are light, no matter what color we are. No matter what race we are light. And we're just trying on this experiment of humanness for a while. But at the end of the day, we return to light, we're made of light, and we're brilliant. And so, just like a daisy and a sunflower opening up to the sun, I hope that we can remember that and carry that forward with one another. And I certainly love the artists that have been on the show. I got to see them all at the soiree and in here at the Grammys, and I got to see some other dear Grammy friends of mine that won last year and came out on top. It's been a real pleasure, just a real treat to see these people. Music makes people happy. You know, music can change your mood in a flash, and it's one of the most powerful mediums on the planet. And there's a lot of controversy over the way people manipulate masses with music and all that kind of thing. But at the same time, there's a lot of light in music. Think of your favorite song or your favorite artist and someone that just really changes you. No matter what your mood is or what you're doing, you put that on and you forget. You forget the other energy field you were in, and you enter into an entirely different field of energy that lends to a positive for you. That's the kind of thing that I'm hoping that this show, with all the emphasis on music in the last month, gives you. So it's kind of like a kickoff from a ending of a hard year into another year that's beginning with a little bit of angst, and trying to remember that there's more to this. There's a lightness to this. When I got to interview Fiona, for example, I had the pleasure of her playing in my house on the piano there, and she's just so beautiful. And I'll post some of those videos on the website at some point in the near future so you can check it all out. But just a beautiful delight. I mean, really talented. And this woman has energy flow through her and through her fingers, and she just uses it in a positive. It's just so beautiful. And the other artists that I had on, you know, that are more vocal artists and writing music and doing that, Juliet Corinna. My gosh, we started out last year actually with Joel Liberti, and Joel has a voice. I showed you that night at the soiree. So you can go to makinglifebrighter.com and check it out. But I shared Joel with you the night of the soiree, and he is just amazing. And we interviewed him after last year's Grammy soiree party, and then I had him on the show. So you can go back in the archives and check that out. You can go on iTunes worldwide and check out all the archives there under Winifred Adams. And you can go to voiceamerica.com and check out Making Life Brighter. And from there, you can see all the archives on my homepage. So Joel was a beautiful voice that just stopped me in my tracks last year. And then through the pleasure of meeting Joel and having him on the show, I ended up having these other artists on that you just heard this past month, and Juliet Corinna and Emily Perry, who just had that great hit song Boom. And Juliet's such a amazing artist. I love her music and I love her. She's so cute. And just gosh, Dondi, he was incredible. Got to see him at the soiree party this year. I got to see them all perform and honor the amazing Dionne Warwick. And Dionne got an achievement award, legendary achievement award. She was just amazing. And can you believe it? What an icon, really. And I had the pleasure this summer of recording on a song with her and Gladys Knight and Maya. And it's called Let There Be Light. So her son put me on that song, and we'll see if I make the final cut. But all of this has been extraordinary. It's a reminder of light. And I am privileged and honored to get to be a part of it, and get to be a part of the Grammys, get to be a voting member, and get to be a part of something that's been near and dear to my heart since I was a little girl. And all of these people, including new young artists today, remind me of that purpose over and over again. And they are my daisies in the light to this world. So I'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
We're back, and you're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and I have you here with me on Grammy Week, and we just came from finishing up the Grammys. What a spectacular show that was this year. Amazing. And what was amazing to me this year, since it was in New York City at the 60th anniversary of the Grammys, Madison Square Garden, was the sound quality. And I've said this in my kind of live updates on Facebook, which you can go back and see all of, either at Winifred Adams Music on Facebook, or you can go to Making Life Brighter on Facebook. But all the posts that I did, which were so much fun to do, and I love sharing this with you, is that the sound quality was so cool. In LA, there's been a few kind of what we might think are apparent sound glitches. But man, the sound in Madison Square Garden was rock solid. It was so hot. And this year, I had my big brother come with me, and that was so cool. And I thought I'd share that with him because it was back in New York, and my family's in New York, and just too cool for that. So I had to take him, of course. It would be kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing and really fun. And we got this year, since it's on a lottery system, we got the nosebleed seats. Yes, we did. And I didn't care at all. As long as I'm in the room, I'm happy. I don't care where I sit, as long as I'm there. I was really tickled that we got the seats that we got. I'm sorry for him, it wasn't straight on, but we had monitors, and we got to see the side of the stage. What was so cool about this is we got to see backstage as well as the stage, all in the same view. And so we sat there through the Grammys watching Elton John warm up, watching Kendrick Lamar get ready with all his dancers. Everybody that came on, we watched line up and, you know, sound check and do their things and test their instruments. And it was like something you'd watch in a video documentary, actually. And on the one hand, something's going on out there. On the other hand, you're watching everybody that you want to see just being themselves back there. And they don't even know. And we can see it all. Oh, it was so cool. So got to see a couple celebrities down in front there. You know, got to see old Jerry Seinfeld be handed the dog. And it's kind of neat because you can really pick out personalities. And those that we know well always stand out. And we were teasing each other a little bit, like, there's so-and-so, and there's so-and-so. And It was a great skit. I think James Corden was, he was just the bomb. And the things that they did to lighten up and make humor out of it, he couldn't have been more perfect. I mean, he was just the light that we needed in the middle of this show, especially in such a politically charged environment. And there were quite a few statements in this show of Grammys that had not been as much out in the open as they were on that stage that night. These people were supercharged, and they had a message, and man, did they deliver that message. Kendrick Lamar opened that show, and he kicked it. He rocked it out of the ballpark. It had you in awe, and I think it must have been more astounding in person than what you probably saw on TV or on YouTube now, but man, that was powerful. The energy in the air in the room was in awe. Like, wow. He delivered. Whether you liked it or not, he delivered. It was sort of reminded me of the skit that Eminem did earlier in the year in 2017 about President Trump. And again, whether you like it or not, you can't argue with the artistry of the delivery. The delivery was powerful. It was really passionate. And we're certainly in a passionate and charged environment in our world this year. But my goodness, that whole room was amazing. It was just so, so charged. And the audience was great. They loved it. Every single person that performed, performed with passion, and it was just spot on. I mean, it was a very, very clean show from beginning to end. And Keisha's statement in her song was about, I believe, her ongoing battle with a record producer. And he was a famous record producer, and she got into a very ugly fight with this producer who she feels kind of tried to set her back or basically decimate her career. And in the Me Too movement that's out and about and happening right now, it was a strong statement yet again from the female perspective as to, we're not going to take this, even in the music industry. And she stood by all in white with women all in white around her, including Cyndi Lauper, singing to what she was going to do is pray for this producer and hoping that he'd see the light and realize what he had done. But what he had done still more or less devastated her, according to the song. So, wow. I mean, these were just supercharged performances, and it was the light of day. Man, was it fun. It was so great. We started out the day early, like 3 p.m., and in New York City, it's definitely not easy to get around. It's hard to, you know, do things. Unlike L.A., you get to drive somewhere, and you can park and all that. There's no space for that here. So you're either taking the cab or an Uber, a Lyft, a Subway, whatever. But we decided to take a cab, and we got there, and there were barricades everywhere. Of course, the security was super high, and everybody was starting what was the pre-Grammy show, which is where all the other Grammys are awarded to people that you don't see in the live broadcast. And so we sat in on that right away, and it was great. We got to go through security. We had, you know, ourselves ushered right into this great show and sat down about dead center, a little bit higher than dead center, and just watched the greatest pre-Grammy show. Oh my gosh, India RE came out in the most gorgeous indigo blue ball gown. Oh man, was she beautiful. She was so pretty, and she sang so beautifully, and she had this beautiful song called I Am Light. So if you get a chance to look that up or download it, wow. There was the other kind of statement that wasn't necessarily in your face, but it was in your face, and it was gorgeous. And she was a sight to behold. She was truly the queen up there. Really beautiful. And so if you can find that on YouTube, check it out, because India RE really delivered on that. That was a spectacular show, because Keb Mo and Taj Mahal got together and they performed this blues tune. They were so great. They were so great. I think they like stole the show, and they were funny. You know, today we've lost the humor in things because everybody's so litigious and they take everything so seriously. We can't laugh at ourselves anymore. And these guys got up there and they could laugh at themselves. It was perfect. Absolutely perfect. It was just great. So I was very pleased, to say the least, to get to be a part of that. And I think my brother was taking it in like, wow, this is crazy. Look at all this. He didn't realize that we're sitting right in and amongst all these stars, all the producers, all the people, everyone sitting there. He thought we were part of an audience. I said, no, these are the people that are going to receive the awards. You're sitting in it. They're here. At one point, Reba McEntire was nominated, and then she won. And it took a minute because the room was never sure if that person who won was actually there or not to receive their award, because many of the people weren't there. But I'd say more than half were there. And Reba actually got up and came from far right and came over across the stage and delivered the most beautiful speech and thank you about her win, because she had made a gospel album and she won that award. It was amazing. And she said that she has the best job in the world of changing people's lives and making them happier. And so it was funny because I said, there she is. He goes, no, she's not here. I said, yeah, she's right there. She's right there. And she walked across the stage and delivered. And then Chris Stapleton got up when he won, and he won a couple awards. I mean, he cleaned house along with Bruno Mars. And Chris Stapleton came up. It took him a little bit because he was squeezed in there over on the side, and finally got loose and got on stage and said his thank yous. And he's not a man of many words, but he's a man of many songs for sure. And that was special. Seeing everybody from the inside out is great. So the people, for example, that create the music, the engineers, the composers of all kinds. I mean, we think of popular music, we think of like country and rock and pop music, but and rap, of course. But, you know, there's many other genres of music, and there's many Grammys. There's spoken word, there's even the best line items and the best packaging and all that kind of thing. I mean, there's Grammys for all sorts of things, including videos and composer awards, classical music, instrumentals, etc., etc., and many categories within each category. And so I'm happy to say that most of the people that I voted for actually won. So I'm happy to know that my thumb is particularly on the pulse. But I am happy for the people that I voted for, because, you know, it's a privilege to get to vote, but more importantly, it's really important because it's somebody's life. And getting to see these people receive their award up there after all the hard work that it takes, and you can work that hard, and let's say that you're nominated but you never get it, you may never have another shot again at the same award or the same thing, and that really does change a life. So I take it very seriously when I sit down. In fact, I sweat over it quite a bit, because some things I just absolutely know. I'm voting for what I love, and other things, it's a tough choice because so many people are deserving that award in that category. And I think that was true this year when we got down to the final count of things in the live broadcast show, because, oh man, everybody there was talented. It was great. And I'll be right back. We're talking about the Grammys here on Making Life Brighter.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and you are listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, the home of making your life brighter all over the world in 150 different countries. Is there such a thing? Are there really 150 different countries? And in the most far-reaching places this show goes, it's surprising to me. It's shocking to me. And I've been looking at the numbers and the stats of this radio show, and I am so proud to tell you that after 3 very, very hard years of putting this together one by one by one, which I love doing, and it is all on me to do that, and I enjoy it. I love this. It's a labor of love for me. But we are touching lives all over the world, all over. And I hope that each person, no matter where they are, takes away something that they can then be inspired by or share with another. So thank you so much for listening. And you can tell a friend, you can follow us on the Facebook page of Making Life Brighter. You can subscribe on iTunes under Winifred Adams. All the shows are there. You can subscribe on Voice America. If you go to voiceamerica.com, it's the Voice America Network. And you can look up Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. I think this show has been really extraordinary because I've enjoyed so much sitting down with the artists and the people that I've sat down with and getting to know people. It's neat because people are all unique and extraordinary, yet one by one sharing their experiences just opens my heart. I forget every trouble, every worry in the world when I listen to people as they speak for these interviews. and I'm so happily present with them. I enjoy hearing what I don't know and learning more about them. And so to know that people are listening all over the world is so extraordinary. So thank you. Thank you to all the far-reaching countries and cities and everywhere in between. Thank you. And if you have a show idea that you want to hear about or you're interested in something, reach out to me. Reach out at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And if you have a guest that you think would be great for the show, tell me there. Also, you can follow along, like I said, on Facebook at Making Life Brighter. And you can go to makinglifebrighter.com to check out all the other things that I will be doing. And I will be coming out with some special things this year for you guys. I got a book on the way. I got a summit on the way. I've got some new music on the way. Look out. Here we go. We're going to have a healing year, and boy, do I have some neat things coming up. I have some great interviews that are going to really dial into consciousness. You want to expand your mind? We've got a couple of them coming. And one is an interview with a fellow that reviews what's called the Christ Series. And I did a special meditation retreat with these people teaching the Christ Series, which we listened to and reviewed extensively. And it changed people's lives, absolutely changed them. So we've been focusing a lot on consciousness and consciousness training out in Malibu. And if you're interested in that, you can also reach out to me at makinglifebrighter@yahoo.com. And my goodness, we've got a great year coming up. So kicking off 2018 with the Grammys first off and just sharing all that with you. The first night that I got here in New York, you know, I tooled around, had some fun, checked out some things, and then the next day was the soiree party. And that's where some of the people that I've interviewed more recently were performing, and the soiree was great. It's always a great pre-Grammy party, and it's great music. It's a great place to meet everybody and chat and check it out and watch some really good talent. It's kind of a warm-up to the Grammys themselves, because the Grammys and then the Grammy after party is bananas. The after party is essentially all of Madison Square Garden showing up on four floors of the Marriott, and it was great. We just had fantastic music from Sly and the Family Stone, and we had amazing food, and there was a whole separate floor of a jazz club that was pretty rocking. That's just amazing. I know jazz doesn't rock, but you know what I mean. You get to do your little ditty in the soiree party. We didn't walk the red carpet for the Grammys. We came in the back door due to the way the streets were blocked off and how you came in. So we kind of came in the back way and missed all of that altogether, which probably wasn't bad, but I don't know. I guess I could have gone down the red carpet, but I didn't. And I realized that later, and I said to him, I didn't take you down the red carpet. And he's like, oh, well, c'est la vie. So we'll make our own red carpet. We'll roll out our own red carpet at home and walk down the red carpet and say we did it. But enjoyed the show so much, and the soiree was the beginning of the kickoff of this event, and then, of course, the Grammys, and then after the Grammys, the craziest thing happened. Now, just so you know, all these people, and I wasn't the only one, wearing 5-inch heels, basically, in tight evening gowns, and since we were in the nosebleed seats, we were up a couple levels. Well, the escalators were turned off. Like, what? You have a whole stadium, basically, of people emptying out, and the escalators are turned off going down? What if you had a fire? So no one seemed to explain why the escalators were turned off, but step by step by step in the mermaid outfit, down I went, and I got the entire quad hamstring butt-shredding workout on that one. And then we get down to the bottom, and they have shuttle buses for us that are going to take us over to the after party. So I am only too happy to sit down after that exercise, get on the bus, and you sit down, and we wait, and then they say, ladies and gentlemen, we're so sorry. Could you please get off this bus and go out and get on another one? And so we did, and we all get off the bus, and then we get on the other one. And the bus is, boy, you want to be on the bus, man. You don't want to be in the Uber and the Lyft. You'd be waiting for a year. These bus drivers are no nonsense. They're going to go. And they aren't going to wait for anybody. And if you're in the way, like, get out, because here they come. And they got us back to the after party is like the second arrival. It was amazing. So because the hotel was just across the street, we popped out. I changed shoes and we went back in line. Only by then the line was massive and it wasn't going anywhere. There we were, stuck in line. We couldn't go anywhere. And next to me were a bunch of Grammy winners and a bunch of people we'd seen earlier in the day. And it was kind of like a big party on the street. But then we finally found our way in there and we got in there and got upstairs and the party was hopping. It was crazy. It was hopping. It was bananas. And I'll post more of those pictures on the Facebook page. You can also go to Winifred Adams Music on Facebook and check out more of that live feed that I had. But yeah, we got in there and the first thing to do is get through all the maze and get up a few levels and then figure out the food. And they had these beautiful stations of food all over the place. And you could have your choice among Asian food or meat, or you could have vegetarian food. And you can have the best thing, I think, were the desserts, of course, because they were just gourmet, just stellar, you know, beautiful, beautiful presentations and open bar everywhere. And so we went up, checked it out, went to the balcony up above and checked out the whole show, and then went down to the jazz room and checked that out. And we just had a great time. It was fun to see everybody and see all the other music friends and music people, and a good reminder that it's all about the music, and it's about enjoying and having fun and kind of losing yourself in it so that you get to really take heed and let it move you. I think that's the point. Let the music move you. And I'm always impressed by the musicians in the room. I mean, I wish I were free on an instrument like some of these virtuosos that were in that room. And I have so much respect and honor for the composers, the people, and the artists, of course. But wow, there are amazing people standing side by side with you. You don't even know who they are, but they are so talented. If you lined up everybody in that room and had them introduce themselves and what they do, or had them showcase what they do, it would be mind-bending. It's just oozing talent all over the place. And what an honor. So it was good fun. We had a really great time. And by 2 a.m., I was toast. We'd put in a full day, and it was perfect. And so hats off to New York City for an amazing event and putting on the 60th annual Grammy Awards. That was really spectacular. Really nice. So thank you, New York City, for hosting. And I think we'll be back in L.A. next year. For those of you that follow along and love music as much as I do, you'll have to check it out, and we'll see if we get to go next year. You know, it's a lottery, right? Like, you can't just always go, even if you're a voting member. You have to kind of pitch in and see if you get to go. And then if you get to go and they choose you, then you go. So I think that's a fair way to do it. It's kind of fun. And now there's a controversy, by the way, going on, and there's some talk about changing the way the Grammys are awarded. Right now, all the voting members are the ones basically voting on who wins. And so within the group, if you're out there, popular, whatever, then you get voted on by peers. They're talking about changing it so that there can be an outside popular vote by people who just happen to like that music or whatever. And I think that would be an interesting twist, because that really would be more popular vote, speaking to the masses who could contribute their preference or thought on it. So I think that's being considered currently, or at least proposed. It's just, the world is changing, and I think it's changing for the better. Some people don't think so, but I'm going to hold out hope that it's actually changing for the better, and it's actually moving into a positive direction for our future, and where things are more equal and they are given a fair chance. So America was founded on a new opportunity, on a fair chance for all, and hopefully that democratic process will prevail in everything. coming forward. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio right here on the Voice America Network on the Health and Wellness Channel. And I'm your host, Winifred Adams.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and here we are live in New York City, and we're getting ready to go see Elton John tonight, kicking off, finishing up, and completing our Grammy week. And I told you that I was here enjoying New York City and went to the soiree, saw all the artists, checked it out, watched some amazing people perform that you heard right here on Making Life Brighter Radio, and then I took my big brother to the Grammys, and we had a fun time checking out all the artists and watching them win live. So I got him here right here. Say hi, Doug.
Hello, everybody.
How was your experience of the Grammys?
Well, this is from the tall guy in a tux. Some guy came up to me in the lobby and said, "What are you nominated for?" And I said, "Tall guy in a tux." He said, "I don't think I've ever heard that before."
That's the special version of the latest hip-hop, I just want you to know.
So what was really impressive is we went at 3 o'clock and watched the real ceremony where 75 people got up and received their Grammys, something you don't see on TV, and the enthusiasm and the people and the excitement, it was really impressive to see for someone who's not in the music industry. To talk about going into what you see on TV, we were very fortunate to be able to see behind the curtain and behind the stage We could see all the setup taking place and coming down, and the excellence of the music and the choreography and everything that took place was just really impressive.
It was pretty seamless, you have to say, right? I mean, when we sat there, we really got to see the beginning, the end of one thing and the beginning of the next thing, and it just transitioned so flawlessly.
Like Lady Gaga's performance, that white piano and all the feathers, they showed up with a black trolley down the middle of the aisle. All the guys are dressed in black, pulled it off of that round stage, and it disappeared up the middle. You didn't even notice. It was incredible, the difference.
Yeah, and they're down there hoofing it, putting it together, trying to make this work because it's live TV. It's not something that you can make a mistake on. You have to do it, and you have to do it right. And I just heard today on Facebook that one of those engineers for that show is now working the Super Bowl. He went from that show straight to the Super Bowl, on to the next gig, and that's how these guys roll. They're just total consummate professionals, just like everybody that was there. So tell me what your favorite moment of the day was.
Again, the enthusiasm in the early show of the people who were just so overwhelmed that they won a Grammy.
You can't help but be happy for them, right? I mean,
it was really something to see. And I got up just to stretch my legs somewhere and ended up at the top of everything. And some wonderfully polite garden employee explained to me that they don't pick up the hockey ice. They just put everything down, the stage and all, right down over the top of it.
That's right. We'll make music right on top of the ice. And when we're done, we pull it back up and go back to the game. So what was your most surprising moment of the day?
I would say how well everything was organized. That and all the stars that you see seated in front of the stage, when we'd go to a TV commercial, it was meet and greet time for them. They just begged these people to please sit down. We're about to go back onto TV. Sit down. They kept telling them to sit down. They paid no attention.
It's true. It's so funny. It was absolute bedlam and chaos in the front four rows whenever we went to commercial break, and everybody was up and roaming around. But I told them about the escalator that was broken on the way down and the bus ride and the after party. What did you think of the after party?
Very impressive. Four floors at the Marriott. Absolute was serving all the drinks.
Absolute vodka.
There was no charge for anything. It was quite impressive.
Yeah. It was fun. It was definitely being in and amongst all the stars, people that you wouldn't know were stars, people you don't hear about very often that are stars in their own right, in their genre, and people that make the music especially. I think that was, again, one of the most impressive things for me, is being in that first half of the show when we first went in about 3 o'clock and got to sit in there and just be a part of this auditorium of everybody that's an artist around us. Because you never knew who was going to stand up around you and be that person that was going to go up on stage and collect their award.
Was it Chris Stapleton Country?
Yeah.
Yes, and we watched him win four in the early session. So humble, got up to every one of them. It was really great. And he did a great performance there with the Tom Petty tribute as well. My disappointment, can I tell you that one too?
Okay.
For every great artist that got up in the early session, somehow this little guy that was their manager came with them. It was just ridiculous. It just was not credible.
You didn't like the manager bit. You just wanted to see the artist. Well, you got to see Keb Mo and Taj Mahal play. That was pretty sweet, right? We didn't expect that.
Right. And who's our country star that won gospel?
Oh, Reba. Reba McEntire. Yep.
She came obviously from the arena, came into the theater, and what a classy way of... She said, I'm a country person, I shouldn't be here, I know that, but these are the songs we sang as our youth while we sat up on the dam as kids.
Yeah, she made it real. She brought it home, and I think that's one thing I noticed ever since the first time I ever went to the Grammys is how humble these artists really are, and you don't really see a lot of ego. You see a lot of humility because it takes much work. This is not easy to get there, and it's always a crapshoot at the end of the day because you could work that hard, and then you have that one nomination, the one chance, and if you don't get it, you have to do it all over again. And not that everyone lives for a Grammy, but it certainly is a crowning jewel to anyone's career. So I'm glad you got to come with me. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you for the visit. I'm going to cut this off because I'm going to the Elton John concert now.
And I'm coming too. So thanks everybody for listening. Thank you to all of our 150 countries worldwide and all the big and little cities in between. And you know, we have 500,000 listeners now. Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. And for all of you out there, go jolly everybody. And I hope you go out and make somebody else's life brighter too. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go jolly!